Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
We don't know why, but Alberta has a higher incidence of inflammatory bowel disease than other parts of the world. And in recent years, there appears to be an increase in the number of children who are developing this disease. Dr. Shiraz Bakhsh is an associate professor of pediatrics at the University of Alberta.
We're seeing a lot of cases of what's called early onset IBD, and actually they classify it as very early onset IBD, which is usually at age 6 or younger. So it is a problem, and it's now recognized as a pediatric disorder.
Children with inflammatory bowel disease tend to miss a lot of school due to their illness, and their risk for developing cancer later in life is higher.
And we know about 1/3 of all cancers actually start from the state of chronic inflammation. So for IBD patients, as an adult, you have a 20-30% chance of getting colorectal cancer. For younger kids, there is an increased chance of getting B-cell lymphomas. A lot of our lab is focused on cancer prevention, and if you can control the inflammation, we may be able to prevent the increase in cancer that happens later in life.
The standard therapy is steroids, but the research of Dr. Bakhsh indicates a drug already used for leukemia may also be successful with childhood inflammatory bowel disease. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.